Saturday, Saturday, Sunday morning, multi-person, 6 times.
One of the tainas you hear a lot when it comes to the controversial issue of paying something, something that's not so popular, no one likes to fork out money, especially being a Jew. Anyone who's happy to pay money to check the yichus, you don't know. A good Jew is always careful what they spend on. The question is, when it comes to one of the biggest expenses the parents meet today, is the expense of school fees. People have a bunch of kids, Baruch Hashem, and they send them to school, and it could be a lot of money. And then you start hearing the tainas, does it really cost that? Do I have to pay it? But one of the strongest tainas, well, hopefully we'll discuss all of them, the most strongest taina which you hear a lot is actually a Gemara. And once it's a Gemara, it's a Rambam, it's a Halacha Shulchan Aruch, you start getting worried because maybe this is a powerful argument. Is there an argument to be made down this avenue? And that is the famous Takana of Rabbi Shua ben Gamla. The Gemara Baba Basra, Chof Aleph, says that Rabbi Shua ben Gamla made the Takana. What was his Takana? So the Gemara starts off by saying, there's a chiv for every father that teaches a child to him. There's a chiv to give him a bris, there's a chiv to teach him a job, and there's also a chiv, Shinantan of Anecha, the Gemara dashes out, that there's a mitzvah daraisa to teach your child to him. Shulchan Ben Gamla realized that people were struggling themselves with Torah. Some people didn't know enough Torah to teach their children. And some people, they were niftah, the kids were yosayimim. And some people would employ a rabbi, but they were aniyim, they couldn't afford to pay for melamed for their child. Baruch Shulchan Ben Gamla, the Gemara says, Ochel HaTov, we have to be remembered for the good, because he changed the whole horizon of Yiddishkeit changed because of him. What did he do? He instituted a takana. His takana was that every town has to have a melamed. Every town, there's a chiv, there's a takana, there's a gzeira sort of thing on town. They've got to arrange it. They've got to make sure there's a melamed for the children. Why? Because, we're going to get to that. Why? Because otherwise Torah get forgotten. It wasn't happening. People were not doing their duty of teaching Torah to their child. Baruch Shulchan Ben Gamla, the Hiskin, there's going to be melamed for everyone, and the town's going to have to arrange this melamed. Now the first question is, who's this chiyav on? Who's the town? Who's they? Now the Ramah there is mitzayinu to Choshen Mishpat. In Choshen Mishpat, the simile is mitzayinu to where it talks about this takana that he made. In all the different takanas on a town, there's a takana that a town have to make a mikvah. There's a takana that a town have to have shomrim. Okay, now we have CST, Baruch Hashem. There's a takana the town has got to put shechita in place. And all different things that a town needs. Who needs to make this? This takana is on the, like you said, on the town. Who's the town? It's clearly not on an individual. You come along to town and say, I want to open a mikvah. I don't have a mikvah, I don't have the money. Rather, the askonim, the rabbonim, the parents, whoever's in charge of running this town, they need to make sure, part of having a town, a basic forest, I don't need to buy a plot of land and arrange a basic chayim. Rather, the scholar, the people who are taking responsibility, maybe the rabbonim, have got to arrange that there's a basic chayim, there's a mikvah, different things. And one of the things they've got to do is to call him Shulchan Ben Gamla and arrange a melamed, a school, a cheder, some sort of chinuch system. When people come along and say that I don't need to pay school fees to Shulchan Ben Gamla, that's not true. Shulchan Ben Gamla never said you don't need to pay school fees. Shulchan Ben Gamla said the town as a whole have to arrange it. Just like the town have to arrange a mikvah, I can't go into the mikvah, you know, break the turnstile and say, Shulchan Ben Gamla, okay, he didn't make the mikvah. Whatever the takana, the Shulchan Aruch says, a mikvah is one of the things the town have to make. You can't say, okay, fine, it's free access. No, the town have to arrange it. And if they don't arrange it, then that's bad luck. And if you do arrange it and charge for it, you've got to pay for it. All what the Chazal made by a mikvah of Shulchan Ben Gamla, by the chinuch system, is to arrange the availability has to be there. But if it's not there, then it's bad luck. They didn't do their duty. Okay. You know, there's no shame room in town. Therefore, I want to leave my house unlocked. The town have to make a shame room. They didn't. It's too bad. they didn't make a chinuch system. The Aschonim did not create this chinuch system with a rabbi where you can just turn up and bring your child. Okay, you can't now come to the rabbi, knock on his door, and say, you've got to teach my child for free. He doesn't need to teach your child for free. He gets allowed to charge. He's supposed to be paid by whoever the shtot is, whoever represents town. Problem is, today, we don't really have such a system, Shomei Gamla. It was never created for whatever reason. We'll discuss soon why the post say wasn't created. But before we get there, it wasn't created. Therefore, when you come along and people come along and say, school should be supposed to be free of Shomei Gamla, that's not true. Shomei Gamla, when Gamla said, there's got to be a chinuch system in town. If there isn't, okay, there isn't, I'm sorry. And more than that, the Aruch HaShulchan points out, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that there were always people who didn't need Rav Ben Gamla, either were Talmidei Chachamim themselves, and they taught their children. Or they were Ashirim, and they paid for Malamas for their child. So they point out there was a two-tier system. There was the basic system of Rav Ben Gamla, for the people who couldn't afford it, or the Yosoyimim, or the Amaratzim, who didn't have to teach their children. And then there was a higher system for the people who could afford it. And the Aruch HaShulchan points out that someone who can afford it is not allowed to use Rav Shimon Gamla's system. And he says more than that. He says people are going to come along, they're going to say, what do you mean? I get stalker. I get stalker to the box of money for the town. And all that money is used for the big for, like we said, it's used for the shemrim, it's also used for the chinuch system. So why can't I send my child there? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, he still don't let his child come. Because why? Back to the beginning. You have a chiv tamateya. If you have a chiv, you can't free that chiv up with stocker money. For example, you can't use stocker money to buy a luluf. Why not? Because you have a chiv to buy a luluf. You have a chiv to look after your wife. So I'm going to now support her with stocker money. It's chesed. It's the biggest chesed in the world. Chesed starts at home. That's true, but the minute there's a chiv, you can't do that. You can't buy tefillin with stocker money. Some of you don't have to do bichlal. I don't need to give £100 to a koil. I want to do it. Okay, I'm allowed to use stocker money. But if there was a chiv, you wouldn't be allowed to. Once there's a chiv talmud Torah on you to teach your son, you cannot say, I donate money to the school, accept my child for free. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, the Hashim come, you say, sorry, this Shulchan system is not for you. It's only for the poor people. But that's when they've created it. The problem is, with this two-tier system, today we only have the higher tier. We have a school system that charges. We don't have Rav Shimon Gamla's takana of the shtot state, you've got the state-sponsored school, the shtot-sponsored school. We don't. It was never put in place. And more than that, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav said, why was it never put in place? So I'll tell you why, a simple cheshbon. Rav Shimon Gamla didn't try to make a free school system. He tried to make a simple school system, but not a free one. So when now that we have a system that you pay, if Rav Shimon Gamla came along today, 2025, and he looked around, said the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he would never make his takana. His takana was why? Because no one was teaching Torah to their children. So there's a beautiful system out there. You can't afford it. Sorry to hear. But that's not his takana. His takana was not to make to pay for people's chinuch. His takana was to make a chinuch system. You've got to make it free. Okay, so we'll make a shtot based on which is free. But if you manage to have one, even if it costs, so you've got to find the money. It's a very fine point, this. He never made a system for people to say, I can't pay. You should pay. It was never going to work. So he said, fine, let's make a one which is funded by a town. But if you have a system already, there's no mocking this takana. His takana is only because there was no chinuch in town. There was no chinuch in town. All the kids are open, all the learning to hear. Okay, let's build a system. No one wants to pay for it. Okay, fine, shtot will pay. But if you have a system and it costs, he'll say, you don't need me anymore. There's a system. You can't afford it, okay, I feel very bad. Tough luck, I don't know, go beg, borrow, steal. But the system's in place. He doesn't want to have a chinuch system in place. The minute there's a chinuch system in place, Shomei Gamla's takana falls away. So when people come along, this is really the second argument, people come along and say, Shomei Gamla, I don't want to pay school fees. The first thing is to know that Shomei Gamla made this takana because there's no school system. You have a school system. I don't want to pay, fine. It's like the mikvah. If there's no mikvah, Shomei Gamla would say, everyone has to come along, donate money, build a mikvah. Everyone should donate money. So when I go to mikvah, I'll go for free. Someone should donate. No. Now there's a mikvah, it costs. If there's no mikvah, he'll make them build one. But there's one now, there's a mikvah standing. You can't say, oh, Takanos Chazal, I don't need to pay. You can't say, Takanos Shomei Gamla, I don't need to pay school fees. The whole Takanos to create a school, there is a school there. So this is the second reason why the police can point out that Shomei Gamla doesn't really apply today. The Rishon Lezion, the back of Shulchan Aruch, the Archaim HaKadosh, he also points out more than that. He says that there's no chiyuv for me to pay for you, for your children to learn Torah. There's a chiyuv for me to teach my children Torah, and if I can't teach them Torah, there's a chiyuv for me to pay for them to learn Torah. However, certain things, I'm a chiyuv to pay for you. Torah is not one of them. I don't need to pay for your child to go to school. Says the Arachayim in the Rishon Lezion, why did Shmuel ben Gamliel make a stakhana? I don't understand. How can he make a stakhana to say that the shtar have to fund the school? There's never a chiyuv for me to pay for your school. Says Rishon Lezion this point. Shmuel ben Gamliel never said that I have to pay for your chinuch. He says there's a responsibility for the shtar to create a chinuch system. But I don't need to pay for your chinuch. Because there's no Torah in time, Eizlas Hashem, we're going to do something crazy, go beyond our call of duty, and we're going to pay for a school system. Because there isn't one. But if there is one, I don't need to fund it. I don't need to pay for someone else to come. The minute the system's in place, it's everyone's responsibility to turn up, and to show up, and to use the system as it should be. He clears both ways. He says, maybe not. He says, maybe the part of Shubin Gamma's Takana is to pay for it. That means I see my neighbor as a poor man, can't afford school fees, maybe I should go pay for him. But he says, he's Musubik about it, he says, Lemaisa, where is he noisy game? I never saw anyone ever go, or any rob ever have someone to pay for someone else's kid. Which means the whole Takhans of Shur Ben Gamliel was to establish a cheder. But if there already is one, and they charge, then that's what it costs. And if Shur Ben Gamliel's Takhans will not apply.
You're saying it's wrong for someone who doesn't pay full school fees to get a pound spotted to a shura?
Oh, that's already a different China. Should he give stocker out? So there, clearly, the halacha is if you owe someone money, okay, if there's a plan, you know, I owe the bank a lot of money, it's called a mortgage. Fine, you've got a system in place. But if you don't have money and to start giving out to other people, that's not so simple. Someone said to me a good time, I said, part of my chios is I have to feel like I'm a giver. And if I never give stocker out to anyone, I won't feel good with myself. Okay, could be just like the guy's going to have whatever he needs. Fine. But really, when you owe someone money, and he's not giving to someone else, it's a bit strange. Why would you give to him when you owe him money, you have a chiv to pay him? There's no chiv there, there's a chiv there. So if you give a minimal amount, then again you can say that's part of his chayim that he's gotta have to give money. But really, yeah, if you owe money, you gotta pay the money. So that's the original Tzion points out this in the Kudu as well. So back to what we were saying before. Firstly, who's the chiv on? The chiv's on the shtar. Problem is, we don't really have who is the shtot today. Who is it? You got a nice person who created a mikvah. You got someone else created the shomrim, someone created the air, different things. But who is the responsibility on? Really, on whoever's achroy of the shtot, which is debatable. Who exactly that is? And then you have the second nekuda, that once there is a chinuch system in town, Shmuel Gamliel wouldn't say anything. You've got a great chinuch system. I can't afford it. Okay, fine. Then you fall back on the classic stalker. Stalkers people can't afford because the takana was to create a system which now we actually have in place. Really, it goes a stage further, because even if you would say the Rav Shmuel ben Gamliel's takana was to pay for chinuch, and you know, I can't afford it, my kids are staying home. Today, the social norm is, there's lots of different social norms. One of the social norms is that everyone sends their kids to school, which really brings to another child, can I use my money for school? People know, can I use my money for school? And they're supposed to discuss it, maybe for girls, there's a chiv for girls. Then if there's a chiv, you can't use my money. I've got a chiv, shenglulu, I can't use my money. I don't have a chiv for you to shake lulav, so I can buy you a lulav for my tzedakah money, great. Can I pay for my chinuch? If there's a chiv talmud Torah, then not. Girls, there's no chiv talmud Torah for girls. So therefore, maybe I'm allowed to use my ma'aser money for schools. Problem is, whenever you do pay for something, which is the basics and you couldn't do without anyway, it's something you would never buy. If I couldn't afford to pay for my girls for school, and I didn't have any ma'aser money, they wouldn't stay home. They would still go to school. Because a social norm, saying you got to do it legally, you got to do it. So the minute I'm mechuyvin something, calls you chuyv anyway. I'm in the chulin. The Gemara says once I'm mechuyvin something, I can't free up that chiv now with ma'aser money. So if it's something I don't have to do, I don't need to buy an aliyah. I don't need to buy an aliyah. I go 20 years without an aliyah. I want to buy an aliyah. Fine, so you pay your ma'aser money. But you can't say I'm not sending my kids to school. You want them to go to school? You anyway send them to school. Every person sends their kids to school. It doesn't. There's no such thing as staying home. Maybe a chidr of homeschooling. Once that's the case, it's a very weak argument to say, I'm not mechuyov. You're doing this because, I'm not mechuyov going in the street with trousers. Like, use my son. You're not going to do that. You're not going to walk outside. You're not going to keep your kids home. The minute you're not going to do that, you can't now say, I'm not mechuyov sending my daughter to school. I'm allowed to use my son money because it's a social moment accepted. Now, really, there's another point as well to why Rav Shmuel ben Gamliel's takana doesn't mamash apply today. And the Rachlocha says this is maybe the reason why we don't see it the chlal present. He says two nekudas in the chinuch system. One is the Rav Shmuel ben Gamliel's takana was only to teach Tanakh. That means he teaches the kids Chumash, Nevi'im Ksum, it's a kind of fashion, I guess only for the Tzionim, we're not allowed to learn Nach for some reason. But that's it. Mishnayos, Norm Shur Ben Gamla. Gemara, Norm Shur Ben Gamla. So therefore he says there's not very much need for it because most people can teach Chumash and Nach to their kids. So I don't want to because I'm busy. Fine, then you've got to pay for it. But Shur Ben Gamla's takana was, the people I'm ratzen, no one today doesn't know Nach. They couldn't afford it. I don't need to afford it. I can live with my kids 5 sukkim a day and you're done. Therefore, Rav Shmuel ben Gamliel's takana is not active anyway because this takana was only for Nach. Tanach, sorry, I should say. Was only for Tanach. There's another nekuda as well. Rav Shmuel ben Gamliel, the halacha takana is when you have a class of kids, how do you teach them? So Rambam brings down, comes to the Gemara, 1 to 25. So I actually showed me yesterday on the bottle of cook, it says class 25. I think it's 20, 25. So see, class 25, first Gemara, first cook bottle, you've got to have a class of 25 students. It's 1 to 25, 1 rep 25. Says Rosh Hashanah, we don't really do that today. Maybe some schools do, but we don't keep that specifically. So Rav Shmuel ben Gamliel, if you had 24 boys, 24 kids in the class, there's no Rav Shmuel ben Gamliel. The town would say, we're not funding this. So to have the specifics of Rav Shmuel ben Gamliel, anyway, it is impractical. Because it's not practical, we don't do Rav Shmuel ben Gamliel, we have our own chinuch system.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I may have missed it, because I was missing on my phone. But is Rav Shmuel ben Gamliel,
yeah.
Is it only until the age of chinuch?
It's less than that, it's just Tanakh, however long Tanakh takes you.
Let's say you've got somebody who's in grew up as a Tanakh.
No, then it goes all the
way. He's 18 years old, is there fear?
Yes, the Gemara says, the Gemara says, Rav Shmuel ben Gamliel said, firstly, he wanted to teach the 16 and 17 year olds. The Gemara says they wanted to create the takana for the 16 and 17, which means the Amoratsim, there was so much Amoratsis that the 16 and 17 never learned Tanakh, Chumash. So you see from that, then he made it go all the way down to star 6 and 7. But star 6 and 7, if they don't know Tanakh, you'd have to teach them all the way. Maybe even adults, I don't know. Maybe even adults. He talks about Yisoyimim, because an adult really can teach himself Torah, or go and ask someone, or pay for someone.
It's very not big enough to win
a career of Yerubah. Can you use the stocker money for Kirib Rechoyke? Yeah. Kirib Rechoyke, maybe this takana. Yeah, it's a good point. Maybe for adults as well.
Yeah.
Now, there's also an additional point in regard to the way our school system runs today. School systems today, you've got, I don't know how schools, I don't know who's crazy enough to open a school, but someone opens a school, what's going on? You know, obviously, usually he needs a school for his child, and he wants to put in his whole life and his guts and his shama to create a school. What's a school? It's like a confederation of people who want to, or are able to educate. They're able to help you with your kids, with your children. If you would do Shur Ben Gamliel, so you go to, back in the start, you're going back 1,000 years, you knock on the Malamba's door, hi, Shur Ben Gamliel, Takona, Rebbe, teach my child. So the Rebbe says that, yeah, there's a Takona Shur Ben Gamliel, the start have to fund the school. He says, yeah, so here's my son, please teach him to her. The Rebbe says, I don't need to teach without getting paid, I need to get paid. Maybe you don't need to pay, maybe the shtot zacharias. But someone else, I'm not, there's no takon on the rabbi that you've got to teach Torah for free. A school today is a collection of rabbis. And even the governors, what are the governors? They're there to make sure the rabbis get paid. They're the yodei arechta, the shliach of the rabbi. So when you come to school and say, I can't afford school fees, you go collect the money. They don't have to educate your child and fundraise for you. They've got to look after the rabbis. They're there for the rabbis. If the school are there for the parents, so we're going to help you find it, give chinuch to your children. So fine, you're the gaboy here for chinuch. Fine, so you raise the money. But it's not working that way around. They're doing it from the rebels. We want to look after the rebels, look after the school, look after the chinuch. You want to apply, so you apply. Ah, you can't afford it. Okay, it's not Shur Ben Gamliel. Shur Ben Gamliel doesn't go to the rebbe or the shlech of the rebbe. Go on. The town or the rebels? The school or the rebels? Who are they achroi for? Are they here to represent chinuch in the town? Or are they to represent the rebels and make sure they get paid? And whoever wants to apply can apply, but we have to accept you. If you don't accept someone, then you're there for the rebels. Rav Shmuel knows every single Jewish child allowed into this place, and they point out the Rishonim already say there were different standards of Yiddishkeit. That's not a new thing. This, there was the guys that came like this, and this couple, and that one, and it wasn't. They said the Kodesh was just for Tanakh, it was a short system, and they learned it. So therefore, they point out that if you're there for the town, then you've got to accept every child into your system, and you've got to make sure they have what they need, and then you employ your rabbis. I think today, how it works is, it's a system, it's a private, closed school, and these are our rabbis, these are our system. You want to apply, maybe we'll accept you, maybe we won't. I'm not a chroy for you. If I don't accept you, bye-bye, go sort yourself out. And one day the Rav comes, this kid doesn't have a school. He says, what are you sorry to hear? You're a chroy for the shtar, take him in. And says, you're not a chroy for the shtar, you're a chroy for the rabbis.
I hope it's recording.
Yeah. So I think you're a chroy for the rabbis. So when people come and don't pay, and they say, it's not my problem, sure it's your problem. Because it's either your problem or Shtar's problem, but again, we haven't really identified who Shtar is, the Rabbonim, the Skolim, the I don't know, but maybe they have to create a system. But till they do, then it's technically your problem. You have a Chil Talmud Torah. If you can't afford it, maybe you're an Oinus, keep your kid home. But you can't use a service provider and not pay and save Shurban Gambler. That doesn't work. And people say, you know, I take it on money. And take it on, you know, there's an email there, let's not pretend there isn't, there aren't an email there. But you don't go to, for example, Halpins, and walk out and say, you know, there's a chiv stocker, so go sort yourself out. Go collect it. Halbans have to provide you with food, but not fundraise for you. MH Butcher, yeah, you go to all the popular shops. They don't have to fundraise for you. The same way they don't have to fundraise for you, the school doesn't have to fundraise for you. Shtar need to. They're abonding that school in Shubin Gandhus Takana. But that's not down on the Melamdin or those that represent the Melamdin. Therefore, that's another nekuda here, why Shurib and Gamla of face value, as people say, won't apply. You can't use the service and say Shurib and Gamla, because Shurib and Gamla is not on the service. It's on the people behind the service, the people who represent town, not the private school. They're not achroi to provide you with fundraising besides the bechir. Just like we said, the Rebbe in town, 1,000 years ago, it's not to say, I want to teach your child, I'm not going to raise the money to pay myself. That's on the shtar, it's not on him. The Rosh Hashanah points out more than that. He says, someone who can't afford school fees, I can't afford it. So the first question is, can you learn Nach? Tanach, you learn Tanach? Yeah, learn Chumash? Great, so teach your child yourself. And if you come from Shubin Gam, it was on Tanach, you're not an Amoret, you're not, his kid's not Yosef, you're alive, and you can't afford it. Fine, so you've got 2 out of 3. You're alive, and you're a Talmud Chacham, you know Nach, you can teach some Torah and you can serve him. So therefore, to come to Shurban Gamla's Taina is because I've talked to someone who's a Rebbe in school and said that he can't afford to pay school fees. I said, you're the Rebbe, you can for sure teach your kids at home. I don't want to. You want a convenience of sending them to school? Great. But it's not Shurban Gamla, that's regular stocker. Okay, fine, we have to raise stocker for you. But now you can't go to the school and tell them to raise stocker for you, and you can't even flash the Shurban Gamla card, because you're a Talmud Chacham and you're alive. Baruch Hashem, you can teach them yourself. That's another reason why people take this a bit too far. The whole takana was for Yisoyimim, Amaratzim, and a total can't afford it. But you're none of those three. Maybe you can't afford it, but the first two you have. That's what Aruch HaShulchan points out as well. Someone else was raised another Ha'ara last week, which is a very powerful point as well. The takone ha'ir, like we said, the mikvah and these things, They're there for the town, and they're a tax. There's all halachas about the tax. You've got everyone's got to pay. Grads of Talmid Chum don't need to pay. It's talking about the Yechidim, the Rabbonim don't need to pay. But the Rabbonim need to pay for this service. The Gemara says why? It's because part is for the Shemrim, and their Torah protects. And Hashem Yishmael here, we know the Torah protects. But normally, the average person has got to pay the town tax. Some towns we know still have this tax. Most towns don't. There's not really one system in place. It's different kehillas. There as well, but also the Shulchan Aruch Rav points out the different kehillas have all got to make their own schools. You can't come along and say, you know, Satma's achroi for me, or Bel's achroi for Satma, because every sort of group has their system, and they've got to create their school with Shul Ben Gamla again if they're going to apply. But either way, it's got to be that town arranges these things. There's a duty on town. Therefore, even if I want to pay for Shul Ben Gamla, I want to pay for the school system, you wouldn't be able to give money to Shurban Gamla's takhona with miser money. That means if our schools are Shurban Gamla, that's it. No one can give any more soccer to them. Because it's a tax. It's a tax system. You've got to pay. It's a duty of everyone to pay. The minute we use miser money, saying it's not takhonos chazal. It's time on a nice day. If it's takhonos chazal, You can't use mice money to Tachanos Chazal. There's a chiyuv to give matonis levyonim. Yeah, Tachanos Chazal, this is Rabbanon. You can't use mice money for matonis levyonim. So you can't use mice money to give money to school. Alamai schools are not Rabbi Shua ben Gamla. They're not Rabbi Shua ben Gamla. It's not a nice system we've got in place, and we don't even need Rabbi Shua ben Gamla to Tachanos anymore. Fine. So you can use your mice money, no problem. But you can never free up your chiyuv on tax. Sorry. Oh, it's a very good shayla, and actually, there's another shayla as well. Goes hands on kichvot bischa money for yontif. There's a chiyuv people don't realize this. The Rambam says there's a chiyuv. To give money for yontif, a chiv, a mitzvah deraisa, to give money every yontif. People visit the Arabic Minin, and come to their sukkah, and with their mouths, it's all great mitzvah deraisas. There's another mitzvah deraisa to give money for yontif. I actually looked high and low, I said, oh, it's a chokhmah, and I tried to do as many such as I can, and I haven't found people talk about this. Can I use buy some money for my chiv for yontif? I haven't found the source for it, and I've looked very far and wide. But I would assume you can't. Just like any takonos chazal, there's a duty to pay. But honestly, if you're in this plot, the halacha discusses, says you can't. Why was it different to Matanos Levyonim? It's a Takanos Chazal. They said, you've got to make the system in place to help these people, and you've got to give the money. I don't know how much, maybe with 1 pence, I don't know, maybe 2 little, 10 pence, fine, that's all you can be mechayim me. The rest I'm giving for my money. But the minimum that this Mrs. Rabbanon is, you would have to give from your own money, because Zachir. So, comparing to Kimchat Bishl, very interesting, so I was talking to someone about it yesterday. You don't know, you can't go to Kimchat Bishl, you can't go to the matzah man, right? The guy sells matzahs, say, I need matzahs. He says, yeah, it's 20, I don't know, it's like 1,000 pounds a box, whatever they call it, 100 pounds a box. If I'm Kimchat Bishl, here, pass me a box. It doesn't work like that. Kimchat Bishl, I've got to raise the money and pay the shop for some matters. If you can't go to the shop, say, hey, I need matters. Kimchat Bishl, go raise the money, I don't know, go collect the shul. There's a Mr. Kimchat Bishl, I'm an oni, give me the matters. People come to school, I'm an oni, driven gambler. It doesn't work like that. The service provider gives you the service, and whoever the chroi on the aniyim and on the system, they have to raise the money and give it. And just like people would never walk out of Tesco without paying, walk out of Harper's or HP without paying, people come to school and say, I've got no money. Okay, it's terrible, so go raise it. But you just like you won't walk out of a shop and say, sir, I've got no money, sir, thank you very much, and walk out. You can't use any service without paying. You're just a ganuf. You're a ganuf. Maybe you can make a deal, get it cheaper, and then you can raise the money and pay it off somehow. I was talking to someone last week, and he said to me, you know, I'm Amish, do I have a penny? I said, how do you get here? I had a meeting about school fees. How did you get? He said, I came with mum, a tiny bit of petrol in my car. I have a car. Why do you have a car? You can sell your car. If you've tiny, you know, money, if you had no food, there was no food in your house, you would think about selling your car, wouldn't you? So here as well, no, this is free. Why is this free? The regular service. You pay your British Gas and pay your mortgage. Anything you use, any service you use, you pay for. School lechor being a different, and Shuman Gamma's takana lechor wouldn't apply. Some chapeau. I hope I'll get a lot.